December 10th, 1948. The General Assembly of the United Nations adopted and proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The Assembly called upon all member countries to publicize the text, causing it to be disseminated, displayed, read, and expounded, principally in schools and other educational institutions, without distinction based on the political status of countries or territories. Preamble. The recognition of the inherent dignity and equal and inalienable rights of every member of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Whereas disregard and contempt for human rights have resulted in barbarous acts which have outraged the conscience of the world, and the advent of a world in which all human beings shall enjoy freedom of speech and belief, and freedom from fear and want, has been proclaimed as the highest aspiration of the common people. Whereas it is essential, if people are not to be compelled, as a last recourse, to have resort to rebellion and to rebellion against tyranny and oppression, that human rights shall be protected by the rule of law. Whereas it is essential to promote the development of friendly relations between nations. Whereas the peoples of the United Nations have, in the Charter, reaffirmed their faith in fundamental human rights, the dignity and worth of the human beings, and the equal rights of men and women. And they have determined to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger freedoms. Whereas the member states have pledged themselves to achieve, in cooperation with the United Nations, the promotion of universal respect for and observance of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Whereas a common understanding of these rights and freedoms is of the greatest importance for the full realization of this pledge. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Universal declaration of human rights as a common standard of achievement for all people and all nations, to the end that every individual and every organization keeping this declaration constantly in mind shall strive by teaching and education to promote respect for these rights and freedoms, and through progressive measures, national and international, to secure their universal and effective recognition and observance, both among the peoples of the member states and among those peoples in territories under their jurisdiction. Article 1.
All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood.
All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood or sisterhood.
Article 2. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, colour, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, birth, property, or any other status. Furthermore, no distinction shall be made on the basis of the political, jurisdictional, or international status of the country or territory to which a person belongs, whether that be independent, trust, non-self-governing, or under any other limitation of sovereignty. Article 3.
Todo individuo tiene derecho a la vida, a la libertad y a la seguridad de su persona.
Tá ag gach ila duine an cheart chun mortála, chun siirse agus chun sládána a fhiarsan.
Article 4.
That no one should be held in slavery or servitude.
Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. Article 5.
No one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment.
Article 6.
Everyone has the right everywhere to be recognized as a person before the law.
Article 7.
All are equal before the law and are entitled without discrimination
to equal protection
to the law.
All are entitled to equal protection from discrimination in violation of this declaration and of any such incitement against discrimination.
Article 8.
Everyone is entitled to an effective remedy in the competent national tribunals against any acts violating her or his rights as granted them by the Constitution or in law.
Article 9.
No one should be subjected to arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile.
Article 10.
Everyone charged with a crime is entitled equally to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal.
Article 11.1.
المتهم بريء حتى تثبت إدانته أمام محكمة عادلة مع حق الدفاع عن النفس.
Article 11.1. Everyone charged with a penal offence has the right to be presumed innocent according to the law until proven guilty in a public trial in which they have had all the guarantees necessary for their defence. Article 11.2. No one shall be held guilty of any act or omission which did not constitute a penal offence at the time under national or international law when it was committed. Furthermore, no heavier penalty shall be imposed than the one which was applicable at the time when it was committed. Article 12. No one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with their privacy, home, family, or correspondence, nor to attacks upon their honour and reputation. Everyone has the protection of the law against such interference or attacks. Article 13.
Секој има право на слобода, на движење и живеалиште во рамките на границата на својата земја. 13.2. Секој има право да ја напушти земјата, вклучувајќи ја неговата земја, и да се врати повторно во својата земја.
Article 14.1.
Everyone has the right to seek and enjoy asylum from persecution. Jeder Mensch hat in anderen Ländern das Recht, Asyl zu genießen und zu suchen.
Article 15.
everyone has the right to a nationality. Article 15.2, no one shall be denied the right to change their nationality. Article 16, people of full age without any limitation due to race, nationality or religion have the right to marry and to enjoy family life. They are entitled to full equal rights during the marriage, as to the marriage, during the marriage and at its dissolution. Marriage or civil partnership shall be entered into only with the full and free commitment of the intended partners. The family is a fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to the protection of society and the state. Article 17.
Everybody has the right to own property, alone as well as in association with others. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of their property. Article 18. Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. And this freedom also includes the right to change one's belief or religion, and the right, either alone or in community with others, in public or private, to manifest that religion in teaching, in practice, worship, and observance.
Article 19.
Todo individuo tiene derecho a la expresión y opinión. Este derecho incluye el no ser molestado a causa de sus opiniones, el de investigar y recibir informaciones y opiniones, y el de difundirlos sin limitación de fronteras por cualquier medio de expresión.
Article 20.
Everyone has the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and association. We all have the right to organise peaceful meetings freely or to take part in meetings in a peaceful way. Nobody can force us to belong to an association that we do not wish to belong to.
Article 21.1. Everyone has the right to take part in the government of their country, directly or through freely chosen representatives. Article 21.2. Everyone has the right of equal access to public service in their country. Article 21.3. The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government. This will shall be exercised in periodic and genuinely free elections, which shall be held by universal and equal suffrage and by secret ballot or equivalent free voting procedures. Article 22. Everyone, as a member of society, has the right to social security and the right to
to the realization through national and international effort and according to the resources and organization of each state, of the economic, social, and cultural rights indispensable for their dignity and the full development of the human personality. Article 23.1. Everyone has the right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favourable conditions of employment, and to protection against unemployment. Article 23.2. Everyone, without any discrimination, has the right to equal pay for equal work. Article 23.3. Everyone who works has the right to just and favorable remuneration, ensuring for themselves and for their family an existence worthy of human dignity, and supplemented, if necessary, by other forms of social protection.